We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, make sure you go to WBEN.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Neil Sedaka on Friday, June 28th at the Falls View Casino Resort in Canada. Enter now through this Friday, June 14th, Flag Day at WBEN.com. Bowerly and Bellavia, David is off for the foreseeable future. So what's the situation with you? Too much to do and not enough time. Everywhere I go, I talk to people, and this seems to be an epidemic in Western New York. We are too busy, and we don't have enough time to get our stuff done, and I'm sure it's like that in the rest of the country as well, except we don't care about the rest of the country. We care about Western New York. And a lot of it, as I started to say earlier, a lot of it is really depending on where you are in your life. And those of you who work 8 hours a day and you physically have to be at your job, honest to God, I don't know how you do it. All the doctor's appointments for you, the doctor's appointments for your kids, the dentist appointments for your kids, the shopping for the kids, the grocery shopping, the cooking, the cleaning, and of course, God forbid, you actually have an extra hour to work out. Does that, I mean, I think that a lot of the reason people do not work out is I think we're too damn busy. We get so caught up in the forest, we can't see the trees. If you have little kids, or if you have infants or little kids, again, I don't know how you find the time, because you've got all these other responsibilities of adulting, and then you've got your kids that you have to take care of. Well, I mean, you don't have to, but it's always a good idea. They appreciate it later on, and you want to be taken care of in your old age. But, you know, and kids inherently are messy. And we're talking about babies and toddlers. You know, they're messy, they're disorganized, they pick out toys, they don't put them back, they just don't know how, or maybe you haven't trained them properly, which, you know, sometimes may or may not be your fault. But, you know, kids can dirty up a house in a big, big hurry. So then you've got that you've got to take care of. And then as they get older, all the activities, and you can't be a parent and not take part in your kids' activities, right? So you've got that to worry about, in addition to the household chores and everything else that you have to do on a daily basis. So how much, seriously, how much are you stressing out about this stuff? And what happened? How did we all get so damned busy? We all are trying to do too much. I think in some way, I can't help but believing that one of the reasons why we are so busy is that the ease of communication has increased dramatically. For example, I didn't know that Hit and Run was playing tonight at Banchetti's. I had no clue, okay? Because I just don't think of Wednesday night as being a night I ordinarily would go out for music. I did not know Banchetti's was hosting Hit and Run until my drive into work, when I found out via the cell phone. No, I wasn't texting. Just know that. I was on a phone conversation. And because of that conversation, I now am going through this, okay, what do I do tonight? It's a beautiful night outside, and I really would like to maximize all the beautiful nights in the summertime, which I strongly suggest you guys do as well. Maximize as much as you can your time outside in the summertime. Poor Phil has to work. He is not able to enjoy the summer evenings in Western New York. But the cell phone and the ease of communication, I think, has added to our busyness woes. How many texts have you gotten saying, hey, what are you doing right now? Hey, would you like to come out and join us? Would you like to join me? Here's where we are. Come see us. Come see the band. Come do whatever it is we're doing. The ease of communication is a blessing, but it is also a curse. And I think that one of the reasons we get so busy, it is an extension of information overload, a concept pioneered by then UB professor Jerry Goldhaber back in the 1980s. Information overload. He postulated way back in the 1980s that the computer age was in fact not going to be this liberating thing that was going to free up human beings to make cupcakes, that it was going to result in exactly what is happening now. every single one of us is stressed out to greater or lesser degrees. And I'm guessing, and I could be wrong on this, but I'm guessing that most of you are in the same boat as I am and the same boat as people with whom I speak. And that is too much to do and not enough time. You know, what is your own personal wormwood? What don't you have time to do? How do you actually spend your day? How do you actually cope with being as busy as you are and as maybe as stressed out as you are? You know, one of the things that I think you have to do is you have to learn how to say no to people. You have to say learn how to say no to each commitment that possibly could come your way. That's huge. And maybe, I don't know if you found this to be a good solution or not, but and look, a lot of it is going to be based on your financial situation. I get that. But the ability to delegate certain onerous tasks to other people, I think, can be a big help because it is, I got to tell you, it's such a relief. It is such a tremendous load off of my mind that I found somebody to organize my house. And you know what it's like when you live someplace and you're there all the time? It is impossible to approach it with anything like a fresh eye. I mean, I'm either at my home all the time or else I'm rarely home. It's either one or the other. There's never a happy medium with me. I'm either home working diligently on some really big projects or I am totally out having fun on a weekend. And as I said earlier, I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but sometimes I kind of look forward to the work week to start so I can take it easy. Because on the weekends, there is always, especially on a beautiful weather weekend, there are always so many things to do that you don't want to miss out. Like last weekend, they had the East Aurora Music Festival, and it was absolutely very, very well done. It was tremendous. But it was also an all-day thing. Now, I mentioned earlier that I have to peel myself away from work at home in order to actually have fun, recreate, and socialize. So, yeah, it's 3 o'clock on Saturday. It's a beautiful day out. One problem. I wasn't outside on Saturday until I left the house to go to East Aurora. And then our particular venue happened to be at the ice rink, which is a covered structure. So in many respects, I feel like I never got outside on Saturday. And no, that's not a complaint. It's just reality. And I understand why you have to have cover because you don't know if it's going to rain before an event. I've put events together. I know what it's like. But it was such a and I felt guilty about it. And this isn't a work project. It's something that I'm doing for me. And it's a very important project. And it is something that I'm doing for me. And I felt so guilty that at 3 o'clock on Saturday, with our ride coming at 3:30 on Saturday, that I had to pull myself away from the computer and leave work undone. Now, keep in mind, this project that I'm doing is going to be an extensive project, and it's going to take months and months and months to complete. It has many, many phases and many, many steps that have to be done. But for whatever reason, you know how it is when you get on a work roll, whether you're doing chores around the house or whether you're writing something, being creative, whether you are doing whatever it is you do that keeps you busy at home or on the job. It's tough to peel yourself away to have fun without feeling guilty. I don't know if you're the same way. 803-0930. Are you too busy with too little time in which to get things done and balance your life? So hiring somebody to organize the house, huge, huge help. Hiring somebody to do the garden, huge, huge help. Huge relief, huge stress break for your buddy Tom. And hiring somebody to mow the lawn like a real landscaper, absolutely priceless. Because these onerous tasks, you know what I hate about mowing the lawn? Is, number one, if you wear sneakers, your sneakers get all green, especially if the grass is anything like wet. Your sneakers get green, they get dirty. I don't like green sneakers, at least not grass green sneakers. I don't know about you, but that's just not my style. The other thing is, if you wear flip-flops, your feet end up being dirty and green looking for a week, especially if your feet are like mine, which is another source of stress, another source of frustration, another source of aggravation and irritation, literally. Are you somebody who was born with heels on your feet that are very prone to getting calluses and then cracking? Okay. Unfortunately, since I was a teenager, I have been dealing with this issue. My sister has the same thing. Phil has the same thing. And it absolutely, positively sucks because I was kicking butt on the treadmill. And my kicking butt on the treadmill lasted until this past Saturday, when we went to the East Aurora Music Festival, and wearing flip-flops, I walked about a mile and a half in East Aurora. Well, I knew I was in for trouble. I could literally feel, gradually, both of my heels splitting like cooking sausages. It is the most uncomfortable, well, I wouldn't say it's the most uncomfortable. It is a very uncomfortable feeling. And unfortunately, it's something that is going to be with me and with Phil and with my sister for the rest of our lives, and maybe with you. And like you tell people, well, I can't do something because I can't walk. I can't do something because, you know, it's difficult for me right now until my heels actually mend. And it's embarrassing. First of all, it looks horrible. Like, you don't want anybody seeing your feet. My feet look like one of those space terrain maps they make. Oh, look, there's a river. Oh, there's the Delta. That's what my feet look like. Lines all over the place, like some kind of a satellite image from hell. From podiatric hell. 803-0930 is the phone number. Are you too busy and with too little time in which to do it? And, you know, that raises another question as we get back to the whole depending on the stage of your life you are in. You might be retired, and you can actually pick your schedule, and you can decide to say no to people, but when you're retired, as we got into the conversation with JD a little bit earlier in the show, when you are retired, you have to do, look, maybe I'm stupid, maybe I don't quite get it, but retirement doesn't really hold a great deal of appeal to me because I think that a human being needs to have a purpose in life. A human being has to have something for which they're actually going to get out of bed, or I believe the human being becomes sedentary both mentally and physically. So you have to do something. You can't just sit around loafing, doing nothing around the house because, unfortunately, that's just the more, you know what, you know how they say a body at rest tends to stay at rest, a body in motion tends to stay in motion, one of those physical laws of the universe. Well, I found that to be true with human beings. And, you know, you can certainly slow down as age and infirmity make you slow down, but it certainly doesn't mean that you got to pack it in and throw your skirts over your head. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be busy, but I mean, you got to have something to do, but you can't make yourself so busy that you don't enjoy it. And people who are in, if you're in your 30s, I would imagine, and I don't know this to be a fact, I'm just saying, I would imagine that people who are in their 30s are probably the busiest people in the entire area. Because think about what you're doing in your 30s. You may be raising a family. You may be working. You may be on the softball team. You might be on the bowling team. You might have a million different social things that you can do. And I don't know about you, but that's the best part of life to me, is getting out and socializing and having a good time. That is what is important. But then whenever I do it, and maybe you can relate to this, whenever I do it, I feel guilty. I'll be out. I'll be having a great time. And I'll think to myself, you know what? I really should be home organizing the scrapbook. You know, I really should be home organizing the spare bedroom. Because there are some things that my house organizer cannot do. And my spare bedroom with all the crap in it is one of those things. She couldn't possibly begin to know what is important to me and what is not important to me. That's something that I've got to do by myself. Is there a possibility that, like last weekend, we could possibly have additional weekends or maybe two or three weekends in a row where we get sunshine and temperatures in the 70s, maybe Saturday and Sunday? I mean, why do we have to have today on Wednesday instead of Saturday? It's going to be windy, some showers in the evening, 68. I mean, it doesn't sound like Saturday is going to be a total waste of time. But Sunday, scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, the high temperature 72. That doesn't sound very appealing. That's one of my pet peeves. That's one of the things that causes me stress. Because in June, July, August, September, don't you like to spend as much time as you possibly can outside? Come on, we are inside how many months of the year? Unless you ski or get a snowmobile or something like that. We're inside from October through May. At least this year, October through May, we're inside. So when you get a day like today, you've got to maximize the nice time that you can spend outside. Now, I happen to like warm weather. I happen to like a day like today or maybe a little bit warmer. And I would like to see more of these on the weekend and fewer of them in the work week. Of course, for those of you who get Wednesdays or Thursdays off, that might not be good for you, but it would be good for most of us who do the Monday through Friday 9 to 5 thing. And like I said earlier, as we talk about, are you too busy too much to do and too little time in which to do it? And what solutions have you come up with to balance your time and balance your life? Let me just backtrack to the idea that a lot of how busy you are and why you are busy is a function of the age at which you happen to be. Those of you who've got the little kids, the infants, the toddlers, you're busy for your own set of circumstances. Those people who have teenagers or almost teenagers, you are busy because of your circumstances with all the activities, all the things that the kids are involved in. And let's face it, your kids are busier than we ever were when we were growing up. How seriously, think about your life when you were a kid compared to the life your kids have right now. They are so much busier than we ever used to be. Maybe I should rethink that whole idea about kids wishing they were grown up. Maybe they're already experiencing a little bit of what it's like to be a grown up by virtue of the fact that they're involved in so many activities. All right, we have to break on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The dynamic duo is back.
The hardest working tools.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And if you're just joining us, you know, if I thought this topic was just about me, I wouldn't be doing it because I don't like me-centered topics. It's always good to have some experience in the field, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't do a topic on, hey, Jeff Lynn and the Electric Light Orchestra, do you think they're very underrated? Give us a call at 803-09. I wouldn't do that. Okay, because in case you haven't guessed this, I'm on an Electric Light Orchestra kick lately and Jeff Lynne kick lately. It's not as severe as the Steely Dan kick, but it's pretty severe. You know, it's pretty gnarly. So we're talking about, are you too busy with not enough time to get done what you need to get done? How much stress is that causing you? How do you balance out your life? And what is the reason we are busier than our parents ever were? I mean, I'm presuming that I'm busier than my parents ever were because it seems like they had a lot more time than I do. At the same age, it just seems like they had a lot more time to recreate and relax. Of course, on the other hand, my mom did not work outside the home. She worked inside the home, and the house was always immaculately clean. Everything was mowed. Everything was sounded a little bit awkward. Everything was mowed on the lawn. Thank you. And everything was well trimmed, and everything like I just can't. I just keep digging myself a hole, man. This is horrible. So anyway. Let's get to the calls. This would be a good time to call right now, by the way, because we've got like 10 minutes of uninterrupted programming. Here is Neil in Forestville on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Neil.
I used to be a truck driver. It was 70 hours a week. I was back and forth in and out of Toronto just about 5 days a week.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you right there because I have to say I just said no interruptions and then I interrupt you. But how in the hell does somebody work all those hours in a given week and have anything like a life because there's still time you have to sleep?
Well, I had a terrible time dating. I can't tell you how many dates I had made on a Friday night, and because of the backup between Fort Erie and Buffalo, I could rarely ever make those dates. So,
how did you get it through to the woman before the era of cell phones that you couldn't make the date?
You found a way back in the day, you know? Like, I look back on it now. Like,
smoke signals, carrier pigeons, stuff like that?
You bummed phones from whoever was around. You had pay phones pretty much everywhere. And
you're trying to make a run back from Toronto, and you realize that you're not going to get through Hamilton until 7 o'clock at night. You got to pull off the QEW and find a phone booth.
Yes, sir.
All right, fair enough.
Keep a woman happy. You would bend the earth itself.
To keep a woman happy, it's worth it to bend earth with your own two hands.
I didn't get a chance to call in to acknowledge David's awesome achievement. I probably would have been, knowing like how he did it. It's just amazing. I'm so proud of him and sad for us.
Why are you sad?
I'm going to miss him.
Well, it's not like he died.
No, no. No, but you could hear in his voice, he's changed.
In what way do you think he's changed?
In a sense that he's probably not coming back to us. But he's going to be serving us in a greater fashion, I do believe.
Yeah, I don't know. The plan right now is for his return eventually to the show. That is the plan. I mean, this isn't something over which we should all be morose. We should be happy for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I'm most happy for is what he's going to be doing for the veterans, amongst and beyond what he's already done for them. I mean, this is an amazing, like, I'm very proud of him, and I feel like...
Well, look, you can't change who you are. You know, at the age of 43, David Bellavia is David Bellavia. And in the short term, obviously, you know, we're talking about busyness right now and how busy everybody is and how everybody has too much to do and too little time in which to do it. But... You know, David is extraordinarily busy, probably busier than anybody listening to this show and busier than I am. But fundamentally, he is still David Bellavia. And once, as I said, once the circus, once the firestorm is over, I'm sure things are going to settle down.
Well, I sure hope so. But if you need somebody to go out and have a beer with or a coffee, you just give me a holler.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good, but I appreciate the offer. You're trying to make a date with me. Okay, so let's get back. I'm kidding, Neil. Let's get back to you and how busy you are when you were a truck driver 70 hours a week. How in the world, other than dating, did you balance your life? Because those are a lot of hours on the road, a lot of time to be on the road and away from home.
Well, you spent like your weekends, which would have been other times to date, finishing up the chores, doing the house chores. You scrape it from everywhere else. You scrape it from your sleep. You get up a little bit early. You have to manage your time like you were describing how your house chores are and try to delegate the different responsibilities that you have to others who are better suited for it.
Yeah, I mean, see, I'm not married, so everything is on my own. And as far as cleaning stuff and doing chores and stuff like that, that's all on my own. And I will tell you that given the fact that I'm ridiculously busy, and fundamentally, and I don't know how many people out there can relate to this, fundamentally, I think of myself as a neat person. When something is organized, I will keep it organized, except, and here's the except, you know, when you come storming into the house after work and you want to go out and check out a band, you know, that whole process of taking off the work clothes, putting on the civvies, if you will, you know, sometimes sports coats have been known to hang on the kitchen chair. And then once they're hanging on the kitchen chair, you don't see them. They become invisible. They are cloaked. And then they are, but they're still there.
I have the exact opposite problem you do. Now I have kids at home, and I have to try to fill my time by being still and doing things that don't require a lot of movement. And it's funny how the world teaches you one way and then can switch it around on you in a moment's notice and start forcing you to sit still more and to appreciate the breath of life.
Well, one of the things that you have to be, I think one of the greatest skills a human being can have is to be adaptable to any situation. We have to be little chameleons, if you will, because circumstances do change, and you have to be able to adapt to new circumstances. Anybody who's had a health situation can certainly relate to the idea that you are not the same person after the health situation as you were going into the health situation, and that you might have new limitations placed on you, things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. And I mean, people keep telling me to slow down, and I honestly don't know the meaning of the word.
Well, David gave me some great advice when I did some of the voice work for him a while ago, and he told me, don't hide my talent underneath a picnic basket.
No, you're tremendously talented with the voices you do, and you should do something with it. You should cut a demo at a recording studio.
Yes, sir. I'll probably get to that as soon as I want to take time away from the kids, but I think that this right now is where I'm supposed to be.
No, I understand that, and I'm glad. Hey, look, I'm glad you retired. I'm glad you had the time to call the show, and I'm glad. I mean, you know, people, I got to tell you, people are just insanely busy. It isn't just you. It isn't just me. People, we're going crazy. Not mentally, but physically. Well, maybe a little bit mentally. We are going crazy.
I always tell everybody, I can't go crazy. I can't go somewhere I'm already at.
Exactly. I'm not. I ain't nuts, but I sure am crazy. All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call.
Enjoy the day.
I will. Already am. Thank you. Neil in Forestville. Are you too busy with too much to do and not enough time in which to do it? And you know how we've been talking about the different stages you can be at in life, you know, with having little kids around the house, having teenagers around the house. Now, you want to talk about a giant pain in the butt. Having teenagers around the house can absolutely positively make you busy, busy, busy. Because how many times do your kids give you the last minute thing? Oh, I have to be at a party in 10 minutes. Can you give me a ride? Oh, mom, dad, my jeans, they need to be washed and they have to be dry in an hour. Don't you love those last minute requests? I used to do that to my mother all the time, and she had four kids at that time living at home. I don't know how mom did it. I really, you know, I look at what my parents both did, and sometimes I'm in awe of my parents and how they were able to manage the four of us, now the three of us, and with one parent. But I that happens as you get older, of course. But I just wonder how they're able to do everything they did in a given day. And, you know, there were so many times, and I can't imagine being in a position to do this. So many times dad would get home from work, right? And he would be in the door. He'd scarf down some dinner. He had just come from downtown Buffalo, and then I'd get called into the car, and we'd go down for a Sabres game. So that was basically the entire day. My father really had very little time at home. He'd wake up in the morning. He'd leave for work by no later than 7:15, 7:30. He'd put in his 8 to 5 at the job. He'd come home, scarf down dinner, off to the Sabres game. Home we would come, and he'd be asleep in his chair, you know, about 15 minutes after we got home. And he obviously, on days like that, he didn't have any spare time. He didn't have time to work out. He didn't have time to do anything that maybe he wanted to do. But those of us who have kids understand that, you know, you are going to make some time sacrifices along the way between getting up early for hockey practice, which many of you are doing, taking the kid way up to Sunridge, Ontario for hockey camp or whatever camp your kid happens to go to. It can be extremely time consuming. And it adds to our busyness. And like I said, summer adds to our busyness as well because, as I mentioned earlier, we're not just taking care of the inside of the house. Now a whole new theater of operations has opened up where we've got to make sure the lawn looks respectable, that the bushes and hedges are trimmed, that the garden isn't filled with weeds, and all of the other things which come from, you know, having your own property and having to take care of the outside of it. And if you're just joining us, one of the things, and I wish I would have found out about this earlier, of course I knew about it the whole time, I was just too cheap to do it, is delegating stuff to other people. I've mentioned it already a few times, but I actually have hired somebody to clean the house every couple of weeks and to come over weekly until my house is properly organized. At least all the rooms except for the one bedroom where I have everything laid out on the floor that I'm in the process of organizing. I don't know how many of you are floor organizers. I'm definitely a floor organizer. You know, you establish different piles of stuff that you want to go through, and then you go through. And something else, too, and this is more of a decluttering situation, but I have found that it is a lot easier to digitize stuff, take pictures of the stuff that maybe was in a scrapbook so you can throw out the scrapbook and just have everything on the computer. That way, if you ever do want to go back and look at your scrapbooks, you can do it. And I don't know about you. It's like you put a scrapbook together, but do we actually ever look at them? I mean, I don't want to lose anything, but on the other hand, I don't really look at it. So based on that, I decided I might as well just take a picture of it, put it on the computer, and throw out the hard copy and give myself some room and reduce the clutter and only handle it once. But these are the days of our lives, and they are filled with stress, and they are filled with all sorts of things to do. Are you ridiculously busy? Do you have too much to do and too little time in which to do it? And what have you done to make things easier for yourself? Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and it's Will in Toronto, and you're on WBEN. Too busy, not enough time to get stuff done?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great, great day.
Good. Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking how much I love my wash and fold.
Wash and fold being, is that a Canadian term for something I don't know?
Laundry. We drop it off. I drop off two big bags. I pay them anywhere between $25 and $40. It's by the pound. I come back. It's washed. It's folded. I just take it home.
You know what? That is, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. I mean, because the dry cleaner, typically the dry cleaners aren't just for dry cleaning. You take your laundry to the dry cleaners, and they'll get it done just like you would at home, except it looks better.
Yeah, but these guys, it's a legit service. They do dog washing. They got a car wash at the place, everything. They'll wash anything you got.
Is that the name of the place, Wash and Fold?
I believe it's called...
Mr. Washy Washy?
I forget what it's called. Sorry, I go there every day, every week for 5 years. I can't remember the name.
Well, it's a lot better. And by the way, it's a lot better than it was in ancient Rome. You know what they used to do in ancient Rome?
Rub it on rocks, I believe.
Do you know what they use to clean their clothes?
No.
Urine.
Oh, charming.
I kid you not. They used to actually have people pee into the laundry water because the urea in pee, I believe, or ammonia, one of the compounds in urine actually is a cleaning agent, and then they presumably wash those clothes in clean water, although we're talking about ancient Rome and those people were vile degenerates anyway.
Yeah, it sounds counterproductive to me.
So the laundry was the bane of your life, huh?
Before we go, I wanted to give you props. You mentioned Sunbridge.
Yeah.
Most people in Toronto don't know anything north of Muskoka. I'm impressed.
I even know about that hamburger stand on the road to Sunridge that is always crowded, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Weber's.
Yeah, okay, Weber's is right.
Yeah, bridge over the Highway 11.
Actually, it was in Sunridge, Ontario. My kid saw a moose. I kid you not. She was at the Robbie Glantz hockey camp, the power skating camp in Sunridge.
Okay.
And they were on a school bus going back and forth between arenas, and she saw her first moose.
Awesome.
Of course, the moose had to step right in front of the school bus. That's another story for a different day. No, the moose was not hit. The moose was not injured in this monologue whatsoever.
All right, good stuff.
All right, well, I'm glad that laundry is now taking care of you, and laundry can be a giant pain in the tuchus.
Well, also having in-suite laundry, you'd pay more rent, so I'm saving money in the long run.
Ah, a renter. Are you going to become an owner at some point, or is Toronto just out of the budget?
I have been an owner. Getting divorced is the reason why I'm downsized.
Oh, well, the next step for you, then, is going to be the street for a few years.
Hopefully not.
Sorry, it's just a one-way ticket down, brother.
Well, I'm fighting my way back up.
All right, man. Well, hang in there. Things will get better, and you might even become friends with your ex-wife.
So far, so good. We get along. We talk.
All right, man. That's good, Will. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
Actually, you know, we've been talking a lot about courage and bravery over the past few days, and I got to tell you that for many reasons that I won't get into, my ex-wife, Cassandra, is, other than David, is the bravest person I know. The bravest civilian I know, my ex-wife, at some point, I got to get her on the show at some point, but she is just an amazing, amazing woman, and what she's been through in her life is, I mean, of course, being married to me was no day at the beach, but what she's been through in life is just extraordinary. And she's handled some of the most difficult challenges a human being can handle with incredible fortitude, incredible bravery. And she is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. And I still absolutely, I love her as a friend very, very much. And I'm glad I treasure that relationship with my ex-wife every single day because, you know, we have two kids together. And it would really suck if we didn't get along. It really would make things very, very difficult with the two kids. But anyway, hopefully you've got somebody in your life you can look at and say, wow, what a brave person. That is real courage. That is real fortitude. And certainly it is the case with my ex.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.